call to order this public hearing for the proposed city council. It's Garland City Planning and Zoning Commission, 8th of October. Item one, item two, public hearing. In the start of our public hearing, let's turn some time over to our city planner to explain. Or not, yeah.
Stand up.
I guess you're the planner, what are they calling you?
By contract, yes. City planner, municipal consultant.
Why we're doing this, what the city and state legislator did to us.
You bet.
I'm assuming that the marks on this are changes you made since we last met.
The what changed?
The highlights in this, or things you added or changed since we met last time.
Oh, did you guys get some extra pages on the back? Because what you're showing back there, oh, no, that's the right one. Okay, so what that is I highlighted the new definitions, because what we're doing is we're taking the old code and then we're plugging this in. And so that was why I highlighted, going, hey, these are the ones that we...
These in this, at this state when we...
Last month, yeah.
So they're not changes?
They're not changes.
Other than the X that you eliminated, there were a couple of things that you...
Yeah, there was making sure there's an appeal section that we need to get, that's on page five, of wherever the appeal section ends up landing in the, in it. I'll actually have to, I'll have to do it, so we're...
Go ahead, I'll just let you...
No, you're totally fine. So, Mr. Chair, this was considered and discussed at last month's commission meeting. It's the SB 174 compliance portions of the revisions to the subdivision ordinance that the state legislature almost 2 years ago approved or passed, and then in February had some changes that fortunately gave the smaller cities even more time, because the SB 174 is the changing of the administration of plats, with the way the cities were taking them in, creating what's often called shot clocks for timelines for when they're submitted, requiring completeness reviews in saying, okay, a city has to have what the checklist is for what's considered a complete application. All that's been defined in here. Some of the other changes had to do with not allowing cities to require concept or pre-applications, and so that was done as a option now. And then if you can't have more than four review cycles, and review cycles is also something that's defined now, you can have more than four on the application that has the construction drawings or the improvement drawings, which in Garland's case is the final plat. And then if you get to the four and the applicant still isn't happy with the results, then there's this appeal board that the state has mandated and prescribed of what that looks like. I did sneak in there some stuff that I believe was in the last one, which was that if you get to the fourth review and you haven't agreed, that they waive something that says, no, we want to keep reviewing this, like, we're so close, we want to do that. So we snuck that in there, which could have been, and if the commission's like, no, we don't want something that formal, I just, as a practitioner, would be like, no, I want something formal that says...
I mean, we did discuss that.
We did talk about it, and I included that in there to say, if you have the fifth one, or fourth one, and it's so close, I mean, that developer that you're wanting to work with is going to be like, yeah, could you please get there? Usually by fourth review, it really should be done, otherwise there really are some bigger problems. Usually by third review, things are looking really good, and then when they submit, that's going to be like your construction documents. Normally things get to easily the third review. That's not unheard of. The other thing is the appendices was added. What that is detachments that are intended to simplify, like, so if someone wanted to go, what is the process? Okay, well, for concept plan, this is the process. They're going to obtain the application from the city clerk. They're going to electronically file. She's going to distribute that. Or your designee. I just had to use you because you're staff. Because that's all we said. You're like, there is a current staff member. it gets routed, and then by 15 days, the state mandates for pre-apps that it takes 15 days. Comments are compiled. So those, it's just meant to just walk someone through. So for the preliminary subdivision, again, filed with the city clerk, determines the application of completeness, then it's distributed, it's reviewed, they're compiled, and then, oh, it's repeats. If you need it, you need to resubmit. Address those comments. That's number five. Number six, once they've been revised and DRC's indicated acceptance, it gets scheduled for Planning Commission. Planning Commission holds the meeting, and then a written notice is provided to the applicant. So that's, and see, it's in attachment three, where under 3.5A2 that says, alternatively, the applicant may stay a waiver for an additional review. And so that's more in like a procedural thing versus a code, a technical code thing. And then we even talk about number seven, that your pre-construction meeting will be held. That's also something that the city should be holding, and Garland is holding them now, but that's important so people can go, oh, okay, I'm ready to break ground, and I know what's happening. Especially since the city will allow, so some cities will be like, you have to bond everything and you can't start on anything until you've either fully bonded 110% or you've recorded. But most cities have, and we also talked at length about this, most cities do have the opportunity of going, you know what, you can build, and then once you get to the point where you're wanting to record, then let us know, because then you're going to bond for the portions that aren't built yet because you've already built. The other thing we talked about was the lien. Like if for instance, when you're like, wait, what if they don't have an escrow set up? There's also language in there about leaning the property should there be no escrow for that circumstance. So those are some of the main changes. There was some of the complete app, no, which spot was it? It was one of the lists. We fixed about the pedestrian walk through, and that was, where's that in? That was not a change that was made. I believe it's what's to be included. So under D, like page 11, we have park and open space areas and facilities. Then we made a new one, pedestrian walkways to have neighborhood connectivity, and then trail access and connections. So that got updated and revised. That's the overview on this. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there any comment from the audience? Okay. Any discussion from the commission? Questions, problems, concerns? Anybody in the audience wanting to ask any questions or discussion? The council commission, I guess, being in agreement that there's no more questions, I would be willing to accept any motions.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Item two, I will call to order our regularly scheduled planning and zoning meeting. With that, we have discussed this, had the public hearing and discussed the subdivision ordinance for SB 174 compliance. I'd be open to any motions in regard to this subdivision ordinance.
Just out of curiosity, this is for discussion. We're just recommending to the city to adopt this.
it does is goes to city council now, and then they decide if they like it, if they don't like it.
They decide the date of the C, and...
They decide everything on it.
In the meanwhile, between the time that it becomes effective and today, is there anything that we need to, do we need to have provision for what comes forward to the planning meeting in the limbo of this getting passed?
I would assume we are bound by our current ordinances until this is passed. But they're planning on meeting on it.
November 6th is their public hearing. They're going to get it as a, like an intro. We've been doing these text amendments as intros to council so that they have a minute, and then it's been scheduled for November 6th and noticed.
But so it's actually changed. We are bound by what we have.
Yes. Do we have risk of developers coming in and trying to... Like, is there a meeting that's going to motivate developers to say, what are we going to do for this?
There's really nothing in here that's not standard procedure.
Yeah. If anything, it's more friendly, it's like it's more developer friendly if they wait. In a lot of ways, it's going to be like, well, now I know I can...
So the idea is for the sake of it is this massive thing, I want to get this done before...
Yeah.
There's nothing in there that should trigger something like that.
No. And I'm trying to think, we don't have... We've got one that was submitted that's in a second review for, and it's Lake Shore, so they're cleaning up their boundary lines. So that's going to be coming in. And there might be one other, but we haven't, so depending on when this other one, we've gotten some preliminaries.
This stuff is for
class.
For everything?
It is for everything. We didn't end up, like, so...
We're not separating it.
It would make it even more complicated. It wasn't so onerous that you can't just do it for everything. There were some cities that were like, no, my industrial park is going to be, and it's like, okay, but there were bigger cities that have staff that, fine, you know, right? But no, it goes for everything, so like that one will come, like, so that one's already in under the old. There's only the
farms.
The, which ones?
The canal bank, you know, where the king.
Yeah, are they doing plat work? Canal bank? They're not doing plat work, though. Are they submitting plats?
Okay, we're not submitting.
Yeah. So one thing would be the gal, possibly. And that could come in between here and there, and it won't matter.
So did you hear anything back from Kelly Harris as far as annexing in and
annexing?
And
that's the Paul and my middle school.
Yeah.
We told them what we needed to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't heard anything this last month, so.
So, back to motions?
Yes, in answer, yeah.
Any motions? All we're doing is making a motion to present this to the city council.
It's under recommendation, under recommendation, it has the, what you can even use for the motion.
Approval to the city council to subdivision ordinance revision pertaining to the SB 174 compliance. I second the motion.
All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. All opposed? The yeses have it. With nothing else on our agenda then? Discussion on proposed.
Yeah, there's you.
Subdivision ordinance.
You're right to just continue on because I told Charlotte, I was like, okay, that's the only thing. I go, well, wait, I don't want to handcuff me. Put another thing down. I can feel so. And no, but I will send it as it's ready. I will send it to the commission like this one as it was like ready. There you go. So I will send, most likely by chapter. I was trying to. One bite of the elephant at a time, because there's so much, there's still stuff I want to say from you guys' old code to put into it, and then it just takes a lot more time, which is like, I'm just starting over, right? And so it still was too messy to be like, here you guys go. So anyway, so there's nothing really on that item tonight, but thank you for getting us SB 174. We're going to get it in time. It's beautiful. And then we're going to just keep plowing through the other chapters. So,
with that, I would take any motions to adjourn.
You guys are just stoic to that, aren't you?
What do you say?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, just yes or no?
We're adjourned.